Thank you, sir.
And Sam?
Please could you explain to me, how do you do to bleak to a boy who doesn't believe in God? He believes in a person who is dead.
Yes.
How do we do to bleak to that boy?
It's very interesting. And the fact is, you have to first find out why you yourself believe in God. Because unless you know yourself why you believe in God, you can't convey the message to an atheist. And because each person has his own reasons why he believes in God, so when he has an internal probe, he would come out with different answers. And if those answers, those reasons, do not satisfy an atheist, then that atheist has to be shifted to someone else. And a direct contact of that atheist has to be established with some other believer. Maybe as he sees God and as he believes in him, he is more capable of convincing him. But to give you one formula here about the existence of God, evidence of existence of God, this is not really possible, and it cannot work. So that is one approach. You have an introspective study of yourself, find out why you believe in God, and if they are convincing enough reasons, then you will be able to convince your friend if he is a normal person, and if you yourself are a normal person as well. But if that does not happen, maybe during that probe, you find out, you discover it yourself, that even your concept of God and your belief in God is just based on your inheritance. You inherited that idea from your parents, and you have started believing in that God. But if that belief was put to test, or some atheist challenged it, you are not well equipped to defend your belief. So that discovery should create a sort of panic within you. That means it should give a message to you that study. And for that, we have quite some convincing literature in Ahmadiyyat. And there are two books which I can suggest to you. One is written by Hazrat Musleh Maud. And the title is Hasti Bari Taala. And the other one was written by one of my uncles, Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad, and titled Hamara Khuda. So in their own ways, both these books are quite good. They can serve some purpose. But not all. After you have enriched your knowledge on this subject by reading those books, there may be some questions which may apply to the modern age, the scientific mind and their doubts and things, which if informed, if conveyed to me, I can speak on those aspects. And in many a session before, I have already spoken on those aspects. So as far as that goes, you can collect it from the cassettes. And I think a reference can be given to you, can be provided to you by him. So it will be a good thing, good idea, from that point of view, to help you and to help your friends, to provide you with the concept of God and the evidence of the existence of God. In my words, where I have spoken on this subject here in England, it is spread over quite a few tapes, so they can be brought together, and one single tape can be made. Although the quality of sound will not be very high naturally, the one recording may not mend with the other, and there might be jarring notes in difference of sound levels and things. But as far as the arguments are concerned, they will be conveyed. So if they are interested, and if they have mentally developed enough, as you are, it seems, then I think, inshallah, that listening to those cassettes would bring them closer, at least. Or we may be able to judge their views better after we hear their comments.
Exactly.